This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Several large wildfires continue to burn in southwest Colorado today. Three firefighters were killed Saturday while fighting the Snyder Mesa fire near the border with Utah. CPR's Stina Sieg reports that two firefighters were also seriously injured in the fire that has now grown to nearly 30,000 acres.
In a statement, Governor Jared Polis said he's, quote, devastated by the loss of three heroic firefighters who died in the line of duty. He expressed his solidarity with their families and crew members. Five firefighters and a federal crew deployed their fire shelters Saturday as they battled a blaze near the Utah border. Only two survived, both with serious injuries. The governor has declared a state of emergency for the Snyder Mesa fire.
That was Stina Sieg reporting. The identities of the three firefighters who were killed have been released. They were Emily Barker of Michigan, Nick Hutcherson of Arizona, and Sydney Watson of Alabama. The firefighters were assigned to the rifle helitack crew, according to the Department of Interior. The two other firefighters who were injured are still receiving treatment. Other large fires in Colorado are burning near Ouray and near Turquoise Lake near Leadville. For the latest on the fires, come to CPR.org. Thousands of tiny toads got a helping hand this week. Colorado Parks and Wildlife and the Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance hiked into alpine wetlands near Leadville. They were carrying about 3,500 boreal toad tadpoles to reintroduce them at a historic breeding site. The boreal toad is Colorado's only native alpine toad and has suffered steep population declines because of a deadly fungus. This is CPR News.